Foley.
Today FM. It's 13 to 16 degrees. Today FM news. We'll have more at 3.
Halloween. Ireland. It's a Halloween show on Today FM. Just lazy.
Yeah.
You in the cartoon?
Beetlejuice.
Well done. Beetlejuice. It was a movie as well, of course.
Yeah.
It's a great cartoon on the din back in the day. Danny Elfman doing the score.
Sounds like it.
Halloweenish sort of lazy radio for this Friday.
Yeah.
The last show before Halloween. A last Friday before Halloween.
Magway.
He was so cute.
And then he turned into an absolute monster.
Don't feed him.
Hey, Skimon. Don't feed them after midnight. Don't get them wet. After midnight, don't get them wet.
Don't put them in a microwave?
Bright light. Don't put them in a microwave.
Well.
Don't get them. Don't bright lights. Don't get them. Yeah. Just lazy. Like, do you remember Gremlins?
I do, yeah.
It was actually a Christmas film. Do you know that it wasn't actually a Halloween film? Very nice. Have a listen to this. Thems or LWT.
Castle Dracula. Home for many centuries to a dreadful dynasty of vicious vampire ducks.
Docula.
Docula, that's the word. Docula. Legend has it that these foul beings can be destroyed by a stake through the heart or exposure to sunlight. This does not suffice, however, for they may be brought back to life by means of a secret rite that can be performed once a century when the moon is in the eighth house of Aquarius.
Blood.
Are you getting?
The latest reincarnation did not run according to plan.
In the heart of Transylvania, in the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah, there's not a vampire in any other.
Dracula.
He won't fight beast the man, cause he's as bad as he began, and things never break down.
Dracula.
If you're looking for some fun, you can always count upon the wild back one they call
Dracula.
Count Dracula.
And he was the same voice as Danger Mouse, David Jason.
Correct.
For Del Boy, Only Fools and Horses, and many other things.
Things just got serious.
This is actually scary music, though, isn't it? In the movie?
The Exorcist.
The Artist.
Mike Oldfield.
And the song?
Jupiter Bells.
Jupiter Bells is right. Oh. Well done, sir.
Well, right at then.
Scary music. There's not many, like, definitively songs or music that's scary music. The director himself did this. Who is it?
John Carpenter.
And the movie, Halloween. Sir, you've done it. Jack Shaw's an M&EK. Where did you go? I don't care where you went, actually. As long as you're back for 2 o'clock. And good day, good afternoon. Welcome on in. Happy Halloween. It's Boo Day FM. Isn't that what we're doing? Boo Day FM.
Boo Day FM. It's what a ghost says, yeah.
Boo Day FM. And what did they call me? Ray?
Unholy.
Ray Unholy. Very good. Hello there, I'm Ray Unholy. Wow, wow, wow. The irony, of course, being that I present myself as a holy show to the nation.
Correct.
On a daily basis here on Boo Day FM. What was I doing? I was playing the Addams Family. They're creepy and they're kooky. They're serious and spooky, you know? Clicks.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah. So, all right, let's go through everyone else. I'm Ray Unholy, yeah?
Right.
Who? What are the other names and the presenters of...
You've got...
Boo Day FM.
Halloween Dempsey leading us off in the morning.
Halloween Dempsey.
You've got...
That's good, you see. That's a good one.
That works. That scans. You've got... Skermit and Grave, I think.
Now that needs to be said slowly to be understood.
Yeah.
Skermit and Grave.
Yeah.
Okay. Skermit and Grave. Right.
Pamela Joyce, I don't know.
Pamela Joyce.
I mean, it's hard, isn't it?
What was Pamela's one? Text into us 0874 100 102.
Could it have been Screamala Joyce? I mean, that would make no sense.
Oh, is it Pamela? Like a scream.
Okay, yeah.
So, Pamela Joyce, no?
Could be.
See, my options were Ray Gooley.
Can't do that.
Which makes me sound like a single testicle.
Yeah.
Which, again, not the first time I've been called that. Or Ray Unholy, which we went for. Was there another one? No, I think that was it. Ray Unholy, right? So what's Matt's one going to be?
Matt Cooper.
Does he have one? Have they given Matt one?
He Matt was must like, have one.
I'm not going to. That's beneath me. I'm not going to go. What's Pamela's one?
Somebody saying Paranormal Joyce.
Was that it?
Or Pumpkin Joyce? Oh, Matt, somebody says Matt Spooker. That's good.
Okay, Matt Scooper, right.
Dracula Joyce, somebody else says. Lots of options for Pamela there.
Okay. Matt what? Matt Scooper. So he says
Spooker.
Matt Scooper. Sorry. Matt Spooker. Yeah, that's good. Right. And is Shelley on tonight? Is she?
I think she is.
What's Deck? Deck Pierce? Deck Pierce Ing Screams. It's a bit of a stretch. right. And what's Shelley's one? Shelley's got the best one, isn't it?
Is it Shelley Grave?
Shelley Graves, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Shelley Grave.
Shallow Graves.
Shallow
That's
Graves.
That's excellent. That's very
brilliant.
Good.
Love that. Where's my Ghostbusters thing? This is brilliant. Have a listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Halloween approaches, this is Boo Day FM. With presenters Halloween Dempsey in the morning, Paranormal Joyce, Skermit and Grave, Matt Spooker, hear the last word from beyond the grave. Shallow graves this evening. And the single testicle himself. From 2 p.m., Ray Gooley.
Unholy was probably the better one to go for, I think, in the end. Doing spooky stuff on the air. Did anyone win the boo at todayfm.com? The scares and boos and scares thing.
Yeah.
Any idea who it was? Or we're just going to guess.
All right, okay.
Spooky scares through the afternoon. It's scary that I'm on the air at all. Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters, you're on Today FM.
Ghostbusters! Louder! Ghostbusters!
He didn't say louder. I think this lad is hard to hear, and I think he's going to get his hearing tested. Today FM, play the music you love. Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters. All right, and a very good day. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
On show.
Hey Ray, is Ghostbusters still the greatest film ever made? From Robin Monaghan, who says he loves the show. Hey. Cheers, Robert. It's very good. I watched it recently and just leave it. Just leave it. If you think it's brilliant, Rob, by all means, that's fantastic. That's great. But it's not going to live up to the memories you had of it. A bit clunky at times, actually.
Oh yeah, it's patchy.
And didn't watch Ghostbusters 2, but then watched the new one, Afterlife, with Paul Rudd in it. And, no, yeah, because there was another one in between.
It was a reboot, wasn't there?
There was an all-female Ghostbusters, which overall wasn't great. It had its moments. It was all right, like, at times, but overall wasn't great. And then it is the more serious, more earnest Ghostbusters Afterlife was the most recent one. Again, not great. But there's talk of them making another one. Now they're making a sequel to that one. What about Dermot Squealing from Matt?
Yeah, that works.
Why is he squealing? Because he's scared, is he?
He's scared of grave. Of Halloween, just generally.
Grave more.
Yeah.
Could be Deck Piercer with Block Chop and Eats.
Oh, that's very good.
Well done, Ray. And Matt Cooper has to be Bat Spooker from Colin. But Colin, why is he scaring? Why is he spooking bats? I like the notion of Matt randomly attempting to frighten bats, though. Boo. On show, Ray, I've had my pedigree chum and I'm all fired up for the Friday show. Hey, if the dog is allowed eat my food, I should be allowed to eat his, from Jeff. On show, Ray, August JP, wishing you all the best this afternoon. Love the show from Liz. Hey. Liz, thank you for those nice, those kind words. Happy Halloween. Trick-or-treating you all the way to half four. Oh, and I've got a Halloween-inspired mix. Lovely. After four as well, and mix of Friday. Flo Rida, Today FM.
Please, enhance yourself.
Apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur.
Apple bottom jeans. Today FM, by the way, playing the music you love, including Flo Rida and T-Pain and Low, 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 Low. Now, is that because they were mad into the low-calorie butter? It's low in saturates, high in polyunsaturates. Low, low.
Yeah.
My question with regards to apple bottom jeans.
Yeah.
If I put on these jeans.
Yeah.
Does it make my bottom look like an apple?
Hmm. Or do you need to have an apple bottom
for the jeans?
For the jeans in the first place.
What are you suggesting that I don't?
Ray Foley. With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Well, well.
It's like a cooking apple.
Stay here. I'll play some Lizzo for you next. Closer. Today FM. Playing the music you love, Lizzo and To Be Loved, Ireland. Good day. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Feeling great. Like Tony the Tiger, we're feeling great. All right, apple bottom jeans then. Tina's over there. It's 0874 100 102. Tina.
Ray, apple bottom is a clothing line.
Oh, apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur. Are the boots with the fur a clothing line as well then?
Tina, come on, tell us.
Tina, hit me back. And the whole club was looking at her. I tell you what, if I was wearing my apple bottom jeans to the club and I turned around and someone gave that big booty a smack, I would be less than impressed.
You would, yeah.
I wouldn't take it as a compliment. Jerry's over there.
Apple bottom jeans came out after flares.
So apple bottom, so there was flares first.
Right.
And there's apple bottom jeans then. Doesn't involve actual apples though, I guess, does it, Jerry?
A load of apples on the bottom of them, but...
No, actual, like... Fruit, pieces of fruit on the garments, Jerry.
They'd take them off the market because every poor creator in the place is breaking their neck.
On the apples?
Standing apples.
Yeah, okay.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Jerry. Well, now you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you know. Bit of Joe for Friday?
Oh, yes, please.
In that case. There he is. Ba-da-ba-ba. Come on, you know the words.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba, for Halloween.
When God created a woman for me, he must have been in a beautiful mood to show the world what a woman could be.
He doesn't sing the actual chorus for an hour and a half.
It's coming up today.
He made the sunshine right out of...
Let me skim on.
Yeah. Good.
Sorry, let me go back. I went ever so slightly too far.
Wow, me oh my, you make me sigh. You're such a
good-looking woman.
When people stop and people stare, you know it fills my heart with pride.
I don't think there's any way I can argue, unless potentially Joe was singing to us from beyond the grave here on Boo Day FM with Ray Ghoulie. Or Ray Unholy. Unholy Ghoulie.
Well, one of them actually, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to get that scene to pal.
You can get a cream for that.
One's definitely bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Let me call my Joe Dolan guy.
Yeah, I knew you'd have a Joe Dolan guy.
Well, of course you do. Who doesn't have a Joe Dolan guy? Not Ray Foley, I tell you that much. He's got one.
Ray Unholy.
It's ringing.
This should be Adrian I'm calling.
Hello.
Hello, is that Adrian?
Speaking, yes.
Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. It's Adrian Dolan, hello, everybody. Hello, sir, how are you?
Not too bad, Ray. Good now.
I want to talk your gigs, and I want to talk the other big gigs that are happening in Ireland this weekend. Robbie Williams is performing Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday.
He's got the bank holiday off, yeah.
He's going trick or treating, probably.
That's it, yeah.
I imagine.
He probably is, yeah.
But is Robbie going to stay? Where are you?
We're playing in Clane.
In Clane,
yeah, in Clane, County Kildare.
Where are you now, though?
Oh, I'm in Mullingar.
But is he staying with you in Mullingar? Is what I'm wondering. Would he be inclined to stay
well,
over?
Well, I believe there's a problem with beds in Dublin, so we're just waiting to hear.
There is a bed shortage, all right, in Dublin. It's very hard to get a bed at this stage. Tell us the story about you're related to Joe Dolan. Is that right?
Yeah, Joe was my uncle and godfather.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And so, Joe. And Ben would be my dad. So Joe and Ben started out the band together. But back in the day, they were doing a lot of gigs in England.
Yep.
And one night at this gig, Joe met this guy, and his name was Pete. And it turns out Pete was a singer in the club as well. But Pete turns out that it was Robbie's dad. So on that night...
Go on.
No, what happened was that Joe and Pete went on the tear.
Right. And did Joe... So they stayed out all night, did they?
They probably did. No,
Elaine's one anyway.
Story.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is Robbie Williams' dad. I'm guessing. Was it? He grew up in Stoke-on-Trent, didn't he?
He did. Yeah.
So that area, that region, Robbie Williams. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. No, that was the region. Yeah, that was where he was playing.
Okay. So did Joe that? So did Joe go back to Robbie's house? Is it?
That was it. You see, Joe had nowhere to stay because he was left behind because the lads went off. Because he was there that late. So the lads in the band left him behind.
So
Joe knew where to go.
Right. And Pete Williams, is it?
Yeah. Pete suggested, come back to my place and put you up for the night.
And was Robbie alive at this stage?
Well, he was, yeah, sure. He was asleep in bed and Pete got him out of the bed and gave the bed to Joe.
So where did Robbie sleep then? In with the parents or on the couch?
Oh, I don't know.
He didn't care as long as Joe was looked after, you didn't mind. That's amazing. So, and this is obviously way before Robbie Williams became Robbie Williams then. Does Robbie have a memory of it?
Well, Robbie remembers it all right. He said it a couple of times now, it was reported. Now, I've never met Robbie. Mm. I've met Robbie's dad, Pete, all right. And he said, yeah, that happened, you know. And look, I mean, ask Pete.
Yeah, if Pete was there, and Pete's the man to remember. So with Robbie in town then, is there any chance then that he might be interested in paying a visit to ye? Or staying over, would you be interested in putting him up, maybe looking after him and his people, to reciprocate on Joe's behalf?
Oh, that was the plan, yeah.
Right.
It would be, you know, so if he's stuck, there's no problem. In Mullingar, we've plenty of beds.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, like, because Robbie's not going to travel on his own. He probably had, no more than Joe back in the day, he probably has an entourage. Mm. He probably has a number of people with him. Would you have a number of beds or just the one Robbie bed?
Oh, we'd have a number of beds, yeah, sure.
Okay. You take care of him. Tell us about your own gig then. You're performing in Clane tonight?
Yeah, on Saturday night. We have a show. The family has a show called Remembering Joe, the Joe Dolan Show. And what we do is a lot of the Joe songs. And what we do is, through the night, relay the stories of Joe and Ben back when they were on the road together and play all the hits. And it's a great night of nostalgia, Joe songs and... Yeah, it's definitely a good knees up all night.
Lovely, yeah, and that's certainly one of the Robbie memory is certainly one of them, one of the stories that can be shared. The website is joedolan.com, is that right?
That's correct, yeah, you get to see where we are, where we're playing around the country, you know, we're going from Mullingar right down to Killarney to Limerick to Cork, all those places in between, so we're between now and next March, we're on the road celebrating all those great songs of Joe.
Cool beans. Listen, Adrian, thanks for taking my call this afternoon, man.
Thank you, Ray.
Much obliged. Sure. All the best. Bye, 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 bye,
bye.
Bye,
bye.
That's my Joe Dolan guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Joe Dolan's nephew and godson. It doesn't get any better. And Robbie Williams is pal as well. Robbie's in town this weekend. This is Today FM. Robbie Williams performing in the Three Arena this weekend. Saturday and Sunday night, Tuesday as well. Taking Monday night off to go trick-or-treating, like I said. Hi, this year he's dressing up as Gary Barlow. I reckon you say hello to my mam, Marie, or Mary. She's currently driving up with me to see Robbie Williams on Saturday in Dublin. Ladies, enjoy the gig. Have a lovely weekend. And drive safe.
Ray Foley.
Right, stay there, Lady Gaga, next.
With Supermax and Super Soul.
All this late night talking.
There's Harry Styles there at Late Night Talking on Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How you doing?
Sorry, we're just listening to voice notes. You send it in, 0874 100 102. Invariably, we will be distracted listening to them and forget that we're actually on the radio. Text, we were talking about Joe Dolan earlier on.
Robbie Williams' dad, Peter,
went to a Joe Dolan gig in England at one point, went on the beer with Joe Dolan. Joe had no place to stay, ended up putting up Joe in Robbie Williams' house, kicking young Robbie out of the bed. Robbie remembers the whole thing And he's Robbie's, of course, performing Saturday, Sunday and Tuesday. My granny's from Granard in Longford. And she used to say Joe used to whitewash their house when he was a young fella from Elaine. There you go. It all comes together. Maybe Robbie will have a whitewashing story, a Granard whitewashing story to tell on stage tomorrow night in the Three
Arena. Can but hope, Ray.
Hey, Ray and JP, it's my birthday. A shout out would make my day from Anne-Marie in Cork. Owen, lads, love the show. Hey. No, I don't think we will. I think we'll...
Do you think...
No,
we'll leave it then. Will we leave it for Anne-Marie? Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. Sorry, Anne-Marie.
We're going to leave it, if you don't mind.
Anne-Marie, we're going to take a pass on that one. Can you come back to us this day next year?
Yeah.
And we might have a congratulations. Oh!
Ding dong, ding dong. Congratulations and celebrations.
It's Anne-Marie's birthday today. And hi, Ray and JP, happy Friday. Just home from collecting my race number for the Dublin City Marathon on Sunday in aid of the Irish Cancer Society in memory of my beautiful sister Georgina. Let's hope it's a dry day. Love the show from Thelma. Thelma, and indeed everyone running it. Fair play. Congratulations. And well done. Better you than me, I'd say. Let me have a look at the weather situation for you. Is it Wyor?
I prefer Wyor, Norwegian weather, yeah.
There, you don't mind old.
Is this Saturday we're looking for now?
I've got AccuWeather. That's pretty solid as well.
It's not bad, but you got to tap into the hourly thing. It's
AccuWeather does real feel.
Right, okay, yeah.
Hang on, please hold. Daily. That's giving me an ad there now. Hang on, you don't mind waiting.
No, it's fine. This is compelling.
Sunday, 30th of October, Dublin, real feel. The real feel is going to be about 13 degrees.
That's cool, so you won't be too sweaty.
The top temperature is going to be about 12 degrees and max wind gust 50 kilometres per hour. Hopefully the wind will be at your back, Thelma. Mm. And max UV index is too good. Did they tell if it's going to rain or not? Cloudy 76%. And rain amount 1.4 millimetres. So it could... Oh, precipitation 84%. It's going to rain. Sorry about that. Is J.O. coming in?
Change, I think so,
quick
yeah.
change of
yeah.
subject.
DJ J.O. This is DJ J.O.
Yeah, starty. Back once again on the scene just before Halloween. It's our friendly neighborhood DJ. That's J.O. to you. Hope you are all getting dressed up this weekend. Do you want to know what I'm going to be for Halloween? Drunk.
D.
I'm only joking. Always drink in moderation over there. What are your plans for the long weekend? Do tell me.
J.
0874-100-102 is the number. Yes, needs.
D.
Thanking you.
J.
Just got 316 in the PM there.
D. J. DJ.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J-O. J-O. Kill, kill, kill. Deco spin out to a stat. He says, sorry, J-O. All right, Deco. He says, J-O, me wife says I ruined her birthday. It's a bit unfair because I didn't even know it was her birthday. Cheers, Deco.
What?
His wife says he ruined his birthday.
His what?
His wife says... He ruined his birthday.
His
birthday. Her birthday.
Her
what? Her I'll read it again. Will you listen? My wife says I ruined her birthday.
Her birthday.
It's a bit unfair because I didn't even know it was her birthday. You get your birthday once a year. It's the same day every year, right? I don't know why you're not getting here.
Birthday. Happy birthday.
Exactly. Cheers, Taco. Give a shout out to Fidelma there. He says, J.O., me mate was walking out of the library with a book that was 10 foot tall. I says, what do you want that for? He says, it's a long story. Fair play for them. Nico says, J.O., I told me wife I bought a greyhound. She says, are you going to race him? I says, no, he's way faster than I am. Nice little Nico. David says, come here, did you hear about the contortionist who tried to squeeze himself into a colander? The contortionist who tried to squeeze himself into a colander. He strained himself. Cheers, Davey. Right, enjoy the weekend. I'll be he's gonna spend a week as our nearest and dearest.
Especially Mr. Bertie.
If you're Bertie, a special weekend that would be in that case.
Have a lovely Bertie weekend.
If you're on your own, if you're all alone, this one is for you. It's all for me, single ladies and me single fellas. It's that Nobody to Love segment today, FM.
DJ J-O.
Man, you pull it out of the bag this week. Candles, happy Bertie. I know you're tired. You come standing around like crazy. Scandalous today, FM. So scandalous. Playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Red Foley's my name. On for your Friday. Here comes the weekend. The Friday mix is on the way. Away. I interviewed Alicia Dixon, and she from So Scandalous, from
Mystique,
Mystique, and she was great crack.
Oh, really? It's always nice when you meet somebody and they're up for the crack.
She's great crack. Loved her. You're trying to think of a song that reminds you of Alicia Dixon singing on So Scandalous.
Yeah, there's a song, there's a bass sound in the song we just listened to, Scandalous, and it's very like the bass sound that's in this other song, and I can't think of that other song. It's doing my head in.
Big Brothers, right? This is Big Bro, taking over the show.
You're in the right area, baby, but it's not that. And they're a UK act, I'm fairly sure.
21 seconds to go. I got 21 seconds to go. Because I got to go 21 seconds before you got to go to the show.
Not that, no. It's not really two-step or garagey. It's very hard to explain this.
What
it's got like a bass sound. It's like boosh.
I have a remix of So Scandalous. It wouldn't be that. You're not thinking of the same song.
No, surely no. Not.
This was. Do you remember Redman?
Yeah.
This is a Redman remix of So Scandalous by Mystique. This was insane. Yo, Mystique, they don't let me out. They don't call my name. They don't read the four chapters. Now I'm back. This is amazingly good. This is so good. Igor, he's alive! So scandalous. Isn't that good?
That's a fat beat.
They performed this at the Mojo. Is it Mojo or Mobo Awards?
Mobile.
The Black Music Awards,
Mobile, yeah.
Mystique and Redman. The Redman remix of... Oh, man, it's so good. Of So Scandalous.
Ray Foley.
Oh, there you go, you're welcome.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish...
Easy. Oh, it's so fun, isn't it? Impetuous young boy. This is a weird song. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash on Today FM on Boo Day FM. Whoa. And congratulations to Sarah. Was she in Kilkenny, actually?
Was she... Cork was mentioned. Was
she's
she
going
down
to Cork.
Cork?
She's going to
right.
Cork. Okay. Down to Cork.
Correct.
Yeah.
From Kilkenny.
From Kilkenny, I suppose, yeah. Would be
downwards.
A downward.
Southerly.
A southerly direction.
Correct.
She's heading south this weekend for the Jazz Festival. Yeah, she's after winning 50,000 euros. You know, unbelievable.
Nice thing.
She got some fright. She got both a trick and a treat. Do you like that?
Perfect. Yeah, well done.
So Matt has said he's not going to do a cash machine total after half four.
He's just refused.
He said, no, I'm not doing it.
No, not this time.
He's currently locked himself in the right-hand cubicle in the male toilets.
Is he sulking?
I've no idea. The negotiations.
Is it a dirty protest or a clean protest?
One of Dermot or Dave are out there at the moment banging on the door, trying to get him out of the jacks, to get him to give out the total on air. But he says he's not going to. He point blank refuses.
Right.
We hope he does join us from 4:30 for the last word. So there's going to be no cash machine total, regardless. So across the weekend, a chance to win a trip to Disneyland, apparently.
Oh, nice.
I've just found out about this. A trip to Disneyland. And there'll be a new total from 4:30 on... Actually, hang on, how's that going to work? On Tuesday?
Tuesday?
Is it going to be a new total from 4:30 on Tuesday? No.
We'll get some more of our best people to look into this.
That'd be great. Right, we'll play some Florence and the Machine next as well.
Ray Foley.
Stick around, your mix after 4.
With Supermax and the Plaza.
Florence and indeed the Machine. Dog days are over. This is Today FM. Good afternoon, good day, welcome on in. It's Ray Foley for your Friday afternoon. And yeah, I was talking about Bobby. A number of people agreeing with me. It's just a weird song. And it's not like it's spooky. It's just kind of creepy, isn't it? It's his whole tone and demeanour. It's a bit kind of...
Well, it's like from 1950-something, isn't it? It's quite
is it?
Old.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I was working in the lab.
Contemporary hit music right here on Today FM. From the 50s, is it?
It may not be the 50s, but it's 1962.
Wow, okay.
It's a good age. It's a good age.
It's not exactly a hot toe-tapping tune, then.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise...
Do the mash. Yeah, just weird. That gives me the ick now.
The song does, right, okay.
Gives me the ick.
Oh, your man singing you up the wrong way.
Actually, I'm looking for songs for the mix after 4 o'clock, right? I'm looking for... Now, I can't play Ghostbusters because I played Ghostbusters earlier.
That's
on.
That's gone, yep.
I'm going to play my spooky, scary skeletons that I mentioned yesterday.
Like that, yeah.
What have I got for you? Do you remember... Brain Bug and Nightmare.
I do
remember,
indeed.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Tune.
Let's get him on there. I want to get to the orchestral bit. Oh. Now, come on. Seriously. I'm not even joking. I wouldn't joke. Right, I'll stick that in the mix later on. Also, I've got more dancey. You know this. He wears a mask on his head. He's on his own. And he's not Mickey.
Deadmau5.
It's Deadmau5. Ghosts and stuff. Another great song. I'm sure you'll agree. You'll enjoy it. And I don't know if you're going to go for this one.
Really? You're on the fence. You're not sure. You're a little bit nervous about this.
Do you remember the All-Stars, they're called?
Oh, yes. There's about 900 of them, wasn't there?
I think this is around the time of, like, S Club Juniors and ABBA Teens. Do you remember the ABBA Teens?
I do.
Oh, were the All-Stars ABBA Teens, actually? Or hang on. Were the ABBA Teens rebranded to be All-Stars? Ooh. My pop trivia knowledge being stretched to the maximum there. Anyway, the All-Stars had a song called Things That Go Bump in the Night.
Perfect.
Stick to the path.
Kind of a spooky bit at the beginning of it.
Creatures, a sponge.
Great scary laugh on it. And let me tell you, when the tune kicks in, it is a pop bop. It is insane. Isn't that great? It's called Bump in the Night. Things that go bump in the night are bump in the night. And I'll play it in your mix a little bit later on. Speaking of Halloweens, are we stretching the definition of Halloween songs with Guns N' Roses?
Oh.
You were young and your heart was known.
This is Boo Day FM.
Day highs of 13 to 16 degrees. Today FM news will have more on the last word at 4:30.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Finnegan on the news. Here it comes. It's a long weekend. It's 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. My name's Ray Foley. JP's producing.
How you doing?
Let's do some radio. Kicking off your long weekend in style with a special guest star, the woman who can... Oh, sorry. This isn't supposed to happen yet. The woman who officially declares the long weekend started. Oh, the one, yeah, the only, yeah, Mairead Ronan.
La 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 long weekend. 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 Have a great weekend, everybody.
That was fine. Like,
think it could be topped?
I think she did a good job, but she didn't do a great job. Hit it.
Well, it's a la 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, weekend.
Have a fabulous long weekend. And without further ado, it's your Mix of Friday.
Stick to life. A key of cheese. A spark.
So good. Oh. If you're in the mood for pop muck, picking up your Mix of Friday. If any texts or WhatsApps for your weekend ahead, send them in 0874 100 102. Sorry, I forgot the number. After that,
you need another 15 minutes to fit in a few more songs there.
Timmy Trumpets and the Freaks. Today FM playing the music you love. Boo Day FM playing the Halloween music you love. Shout outs. Hi to Joanne in Westmead. Loving the show, loving the tunes. I remember when I first saw the video for Everybody by the Backstreet Boys, I thought, geez, that wasn't cheap. Love the mix from Owen. Cheers, Owen. Hi, all at Today FM. Say hello to Aideen, Anton and their grandparents who are going to Ardglass to see their grandma and granddad. Happy Halloween. Loving the show, lads. Great music from Dahi. Andy and Nathan, loving the mix in New Ross. Who's that on? Voice note 08741. That's Dawn. 0874 100 102. Hey, you, Dawn.
La 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 long weekend.
La la la
long weekend.
La 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 long weekend.
Woohoo!
Woohoo indeed, darling. And Lee's over there. Hey, Lee.
Hello, Ray Foley.
Hey, Lee.
Greetings from Cork.
Hello.
I absolutely love your party mix on a Friday because I just finished work and it gets me all set for the weekend.
Whoop whoop.
Way on!
Thanks for all the messages. Lots of love. Is that Catherine is over there as well. Hi, Ray. Great tunes. I have the radio on full blast here, flying through the housework. Oh, the time work. Time warp. Keep it coming. Who else? Brona texted. African Mark sent me a text message. Dee, Elizabeth and Sylvia and Ross Gray. Lily and Harry Barrett. They're going to Donegal for Granny's Halloween party. Happy Halloween. Have a lovely weekend. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. We didn't get to do the Munster Mash.
Yeah.
Where the Munster Rugby Squad come in and cover the song Monster Mash for Halloween in Munster Mash. And we didn't get to do the Werewolves of Dundon. As opposed to Werewolves of London.
London, yeah.
Where celebrity chef Kevin Dundon comes in. He sings his favourite Halloween song. It's Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Zevon or Zevon?
Zevon.
Zevon, okay. I've got some great news.
What's that?
Matt Cooper's on the
He's
way next.
I like him.
Have a lovely weekend.
Ray
we'll talk to you Tuesday.
With Supermax, home of the 100%.